One is an example of a word where clearly something funny has happened with pronunciation. We have words like only, be the only one, or alone, you are one by yourself. So why isn't one pronounced own? And the E at the end of the word gives us further reason to think that the vowel should be the long O. I mean, really, why isn't one pronounced own? I don't know, and I'm not sure anyone knows for certain, but it sure is annoying. So what do we do with the word one? Instead of getting into this confusing story about pronunciation, let's think about what could be useful. Let's turn again to the idea that words have friends, and if we can teach them together, perhaps they will stick better in our memory. So one has the friend once. One also has the friends none and done. Teaching one with these friends could help make it more memorable by reminding students that it's not alone.